Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Haiji Kim. I'm going to talk about nutrient use efficiency in aquaponics and hydroponics, which is quite a different gear from the previous presentations. And the presentation that I am going to provide today is the work that's done by my graduate student, Tung Yang. So, the aquaponics is a hybrid term of aquaculture and hydroponics. And aquaculture indicates fish cultivation, and hydroponics means plant cultivation in water. And these two, the production systems are very important food production system currently providing the huge amount of food to the global populations. However, there are challenges associated with these individual system. The water in aquaculture system has to be replaced by 10 to 20% on a daily basis. And the discharged water is actually full of nutrient, and it contains environmental pollutants such as nitrogen and phosphorus. And likewise, hydroponics, the nutrient fertilizer is mostly chemical fertilizers, and which requires a high energy and derived from non-renewable natural resources. It could be very expensive in the future. And the water has to be replaced on a regular basis to control microbial pathogen and nutrient imbalance issue. So because of also water monitoring in two systems are extremely important. By combining these two systems together, in fact, we can solve the water disposal issue. However, there are other challenges associated with this single combined system, which includes nutrient management issues as well as the water monitoring issue. And also, there are very little scientific information available as to what kind of crops are most proliferous in aquaponics system. So, as you can see from this table, shows the general water quality requirements for crops, species, and crops and fish crop. And also, there are three different type of organisms that are present in aquaponic system. Not only plants and fish, but also microbes. They individual organisms require specific water in quality environment, and especially pH. Three different taxa requires different pH. So the ideal compromise for aquaponics is that the pH should be around 7 to make a satisfactory environment for three organisms. And again, nutrient management is a big issue, and a diagram that it shows is a cycling of nitrogen cycling occurs in aquaponic system. So the nutrient source for plant is derived from fish feed. So depending on the fish feeding rate and frequency and timing, the nutrient available in the water could be changing. So the common type of fish feed is showing on the left-hand side, which is composed of 41% of protein and 1.1% of phosphorus. Protein is a source of nitrate for plant crop production. And once you provide fish feed and fish digest the nutrient elements, and by the activity of microbes, it converted it into nitrite and nitrate. And nitrate is preferentially taken up by plants, as well as ammonium that is released by fish. And as the plants grow in the aquaponic system, it purifies the water, and then cleaner water goes back to the fish tank. So as you can see, these three different organisms requires different type of nutrient, and especially we are focusing on plants, and plants requires 30 mineral nutrients. And this fish feed does not include all the nutrients that are required for the plant optimum plant crop production. And also most of the information available on the website is not based on the scientific research. And also, people tested different kind of vegetable in aquaponics system, but they say, oh, this plants grow well in aquaponics, but there is no comparison with the commercial production system such as hydroponics. So the objectives are to evaluate plant growth and the yield of vegetable species in two different systems, aquaponics and hydroponics, to examine how vegetable species affect nutrient dynamics in aquaponics recirculating water, particularly focusing on nitrogen and phosphorus, and to investigate the mineral nutrient contents in vegetables grown in both the systems. So we chose three different types of crops, tomato, cherry tomato, basil, and lettuce, which are different in growth rate and different edible parts and also different harvesting methods. And tomato can, the edible parts are fruits, and basil can be cut back from the top and then roots can be remaining in the recirculating water. And lettuce should be removed from the aquaponics system and then replanted into the system. So all these different type of growing method can change nutrient dynamics in the aquaponics system. So we use a tilapia fish. This is a worm water fish, which is the most popular fish species grown in aquaponics system because of it can tolerate a wide range of environmental water environment. And fertilizer we use for aquaponics is conventional. The aquaculture fish feed on a daily basis with 1% fish fresh weight increment on a regular basis. Hydroponic system, we use a commercial fertilizer and which was diluted by 100%, and then which maintained the EC level at 2 millisiemen per centimeter. Data collected includes water quality and also plant growth and yield and the nutrient analysis in water and plant tissues. So this table shows the water quality parameters based on the different plant to crop species in aquaponics system, and tomato, basil, and lettuce. And most of the water parameters were not significantly different except nitrate and electrical conductivity. So as you can see from this graph, pH was maintained in aquaponics at around 7, and then EC level was varied by the different type of plant crops grown in the aquaponics system with a gradual increase in lettuce-based system compared to the tomato-based system, where the electrical conductivity was maintained throughout the same. And hydroponics, as a comparison, pH was maintained around 6, and electrical conductivity was slightly lower than 2 millisiemen per centimeter. And then one thing I want to mention is that the pH of both the systems were adjusted using the mixture of potassium hydroxide and calcium hydroxide. So the graph that you are looking at is nitrogen and phosphorus dynamics in aquaponic and hydroponic recirculating water. So as you can see, this data was actually collected using ion chromatography in our lab. And then, in fact, we measured the same parameter using HAC water monitoring system. But these two systems actually very different and gave us very different data. So using ion chromatography, the data seems to be a lot more the concentration seems like a lot more higher than what we were hoping for. So nitrate level was highly maintained in three different systems, and phosphate as well. But as you can see, depending on the type of plant species you are growing in the aquaponic system, the rate of increment of nitrate is quite different. And then the data that you are looking at right now is the nitrogen and phosphorus, the content in the plant tissue, particularly in the edible part of tomato, in fruits, basil, leaf and stem, and lettuce in the leaves. So nitrogen, because of the nitrogen and phosphorus level was highly maintained in the hydroponic system. It was not surprising to find that tomato and then basil has a high nitrogen concentration compared to the aquaponically grown crops. And that this value was actually contributed by high nitrate content in the hydroponically grown vegetables, indicating that the in a hydroponic recirculating system, the accumulation of nitrate can be a potential problem. And then also you can see that lots of nitrogen and phosphorus are accumulating in non-edible part of plants, which means that nutrient use efficiency is actually not really good. Nutrients are being used for the waste food part of the production system. And then potassium, calcium, magnesium in water also showed a similar trend with the high concentration in hydroponic system compared to the aquaponics system, and which also affected a nutrient content in the vegetable of the edible part of the vegetable, tomato, and then basil and lettuce. But and please see the level of calcium and magnesium maintained in the aquaponic system, which was very low compared to the hydroponic system. However, we didn't see much significant difference between the aquaponics and hydroponics in terms of the calcium and potassium and the content in the edible part of the tissues. And also, we did not observe calcium deficiency in the tomato fruits in aquaponic system, but we actually observed calcium deficiency in the lettuce grown in a hydroponic system because of the fast growth rate hydroponically grown lettuce. And also, similarly, we saw the nutrient accumulating in non-edible part of the plants, indicating that in hydroponic particularly, lots of proportion of nutrients are being used to support the non-wasteful part of the plant. And actually, we observed the calcium and magnesium deficiency in aquaponically grown vegetables. So calcium and magnesium, the deficiency has not been really scientifically reported in the aquaponically grown vegetable. And the comparison of yield, as you can see, for the 3 months of the production cycle, the productivity of aquaponics was lower compared to hydroponic. But tomato, the fruit harvest was not significant. Completely different compared to hydroponics because of yield was increased at the expense of the vegetable part of the tomato plant. And nitrogen and phosphorus use efficiency, if we only compare crop resource use efficiency, the hydroponics tends to be higher in terms of nitrogen and phosphorus use efficiency. However, in aquaponic system, we grow two crops, plant and fish. If we include fish crop for the calculation of nitrogen and phosphorus use efficiency, in fact, aquaponic system has a higher or nitrogen use efficiency compared to the hydroponics. In terms of phosphorus use efficiency, the aquaponics has a similar to or greater than that of the hydroponic, the phosphorus use efficiency. So conclusion is that nitrogen use efficiency was higher in aquaponics, phosphorus use efficiency was higher or similar hydroponics system, and nutrient use efficiency was also varied by the type of crop, with tomato the greatest nutrient use efficiency, followed by basil and lettuce. And actually, low nitrogen in the aquaponics system was not really bad because it changed the biomass partitioning pattern of the tomato so that it can produce more fruits compared to the vegetative part. And fish feed, in fact, provided sufficient nitrogen and phosphorus to the growth of tomato, basil, and lettuce, but supplemental calcium, magnesium may improve crop productivity in aquaponics. That's all I have.